The second reading we had today in its list of attributes given to us by the Holy Spirit reminds me of an experience I had in high school. I was a junior at Homestead in Mequon, and I was in some sort of marketing class. The teacher's name was Mr. Wolf, which I always thought was just an awesome name to have. His presence also lived up to it. He was a football coach and had that leader of the pack atmosphere about him. But at the beginning of one of our classes, he gave us an exercise that I'll never forget and has always just stuck with me. He told us to take out a piece of paper. He then set a timer for 1 minute and told us to make a list of all the things that we don't like about ourselves. Turned out to be one of the fastest minutes of my life. As the timer rang, me and my classmates had a full list of the many, many things we didn't like about ourselves. And we had so much more left to say. Mr. Wolf then told us to flip the paper over. He set the timer for one more minute and now told us to write down all the things we do like about ourselves. So it shows like how subjective time is, because that first minute was so fast, this one was so slow. I think I wrote down like 3 things in that minute, and those did not come easy. I could see from my classmates that they were in the same situation. The point of the exercise was clear. We can become almost obsessed with our shortcomings, our weaknesses, our body image. We're blinded by what we don't have, the attributes we are missing. We cannot see the good ones that we do have, or at least recognize them. So when we have a reading, such as the second reading, which says that God has given each of us the gifts of the Spirit, wisdom, knowledge, faith, healing, mighty deeds, prophecy, discernment of spirits, variety of tongues, interpretation, can't really accept it. Sure, there are plenty of those who are right next to us who may have these, but not me. I don't have them. So God's list does not match up with our own. We only see the faults. And this then bleeds into our daily life, where when we look out to the world or turn on the news, all we see and hear is what is wrong, what we don't have. Common theme I've been hearing is just how much anxiety the state of the world is bringing to us, how much stress that's bringing to our lives. If we made a list of what we don't like about the world and versus what we like, it would probably match up with the list we made for ourselves. Which is why this gospel today I found just particularly fascinating. And now I want to be a little bit careful here as I talk about our Blessed Mother. But notice how Mary is also concerned with what the wedding is missing. They have run out of wine. In a sense, that is good. It is a sign that people are having a good time. We can all imagine the knots forming in Mary, as any good host would have, one running out of something. So she runs to Jesus, which is itself a beautiful reflection. Reminds me of my mom when she's getting ready for a party and she forgot something from the store. It's like, Tim, go pick up the whipped cream. We need it. Now, I would never respond as Jesus did. But I love Jesus' response, which at first seems really harsh. Woman, how does your concern affect me? Again, I would not say that to my mom. But notice how he says woman, not mother. Because in this moment, he's not addressing Mary. He's addressing the human condition of us all which is obsessed with what we don't have. It is as if Jesus is saying, look at what is before you. This marvelous wedding. This couple beginning a new life together, giving themselves over to each other. And in the midst of all of this, your concern is over wine. How often do we miss the beauty in front of us because of something so little? How much do we miss about ourselves? But Jesus, being God, is not one to disappoint. And so he tells the servants, fill jars with water to the brim. To the brim. God is never a glass is half empty. It's always on the verge of overflowing. For him, the list is reversed. The list of what he likes about us and in our first reading delights in us is overflowing, with hardly any room for what he does not like. He then tells the servants, draw out some of the water and take it to the head waiter. At this, I'm wondering if the servants may have been thinking who they knew drank all the original wine at such a request. But the servants, like us, only see the water of our lives. God sees the wine. And not just any wine, the best wine. And to convince us of what he sees, he literally changes it. We're reminded of this at every Mass, where we are served the best last, the body and blood of Jesus Christ. How good it is to be here. I'm not sure if my two lists would look all that different today. I still can find myself obsessed with what I don't like about myself or the world, with only seeing the bad. But I am hopeful. I think that is where the gifts of the Spirit really shine, and the gift we can bring to the world as Catholics. That no matter how long the list of things we don't like is, we always see more of the good. That is why we hang a man nailed to wood on our walls, because we can see the good even in something as terrible as that. So my challenge for us this week is for us to be more like God and reverse the lists, to intentionally strive to see the beauty and abundance of good that is before us, and share it with others. Because no matter the amount of water which seems to be drowning us, we have a God who can always change it into wine.